Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're with the Coin Scoop. I'm your host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto, as always. What's going on, Crypto Chameleons?
How's everybody doing tonight? I hope everybody's doing good. And we're going to start off the show with a little disclaimer. We tried this the other night, and I kind of liked it. No member of the Coin Scoop is a financial advisor. This in no way, shape, or form is any financial advice. Any investments made by yourself, family, or friends are being done so at your own risk. And please, do your own due diligence, or just subscribe to the Coin Scoop. What's up, guys? Chris, real quick, I got a question for you, just because this was a topic that I saw. We had... I like that shirt, by the way, bro.
Thanks, man.
We've had this topic before in the past, before we started the Coin Scoop, but I just saw this topic. Two topics, actually, which one I'm going to hold for hopefully somebody that's tuning in tonight. If not, we'll wait for it if he misses the show tonight. But the first I'm going to start off with is the one world currency is here. So okay. you have a lot of Jesse Venturas and conspiracy theorists out there that say that that's a bad thing. What do you think, Chris?
Okay, I know nothing about it. What did you...
Well, it's not necessarily directly about the ad, but yeah. What they're trying to say is, like, you know, that the one world currency is something that has to do with, in reality, the government behind it. And, you know, they're just unfoiling this whole plan to take over the world. And
well, that's, you know, listen, that's I'm over here. I try to sound like a scholar every time I talk. All I need is that pipe with the little...
pipe and a smoking jacket.
Yeah, yeah. But if you just do a Google search, right, there was a magazine article that came out. I think it was from The Economist back in the 80s, I believe, in the mid-80s, and it spoke about a one-world currency. Okay, it's an eagle on the cover, and it has a gold coin. In the middle of that, in the middle of the eagle. I think it's like coming out of fire or something. You should actually, if you can pull it up, that would be cool for these guys to look at. Or they could do a Google search themselves. But it's, like I said, it's from The Economist magazine. And also what we spoke about on our first episode. What was the first episode that we spoke about? How to make a mint, okay? With the NSA.
Oz just joined us, by the way.
What's going on, brother? But so
he said. By the way, he said you didn't point out safety exits. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
But so yeah, that how to make a mint also by the NSA. I think it was written in 96 maybe.
With the link to that too, right?
That wasn't the first episode we spoke about, and that literally, you know, for any of the viewers, I'd recommend. They do a Google search on that article, go read it, and, you know, in the comments or in the chat box, not in the chat box because it's going to take a little while to go through it and read it, but in the comment section, I would love to know people's thoughts on that because it's pretty eye-opening. Have you had a chance to look at it yet?
I just touched on it that night after we got off. I touched on it. I didn't get to it in detail.
Mm. But... I mean, look what Russia's doing now with the crypto ruble. All right, so you just take a look at what they're doing, and I see that happening. I don't. It's hard to tell, but I could, you know. And people were saying that Bitcoin was a test net. You know, it was a demo version of what's going to be rolled out eventually worldwide, as far as like a world currency. But I mean. I don't know. I'm indifferent to it, so I mean, what can I say? What can I say, man? You know? So what are your thoughts?
Honestly, as long as I become a millionaire, I don't care.
Yeah.
But speaking about Oz, though, it's funny because we're just like literally within seconds before he got on, I see this other article, and the topic of the article is, I'm pretty sure Oz is going to find this interesting, but he'll probably have a little more insight on it other than because I'm pretty sure we don't have all the details. Actually, I don't even know what the article's about. It just caught my eye because it says Australia's Bitcoin regulation bill gets the green light.
Okay.
So it starts off with Australian authorities are making progress with revisions to the AML/CTF bill, which will include Bitcoin exchanges under the scope of Australian legislation for the first time. The Australian Parliament published PDF, newly updated provisions today, part of a wider reform of the government's anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws. In it, the Senate Legal and Constitutional Affairs Legislation Committee has prioritized the regulation of digital currency exchange operators, among other objectives. Under the purview of the Australian Transactions and Reporting Analysis Center, also known as AUSTRAC, the country's financial intelligence agency and watchdog. Underlying the recommended regulatory move, let's see.
They're going to be putting more regulations on Bitcoin's exchanges, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what they're saying, because they're talking kind of like, they're talking about the anti-money laundering.
Yeah, the AML, KYC.
Yeah, that's the, like, I guess their excuse.
Yeah, of course. That's going to be the excuse everywhere. Anti-money laundering, and as soon as
the bill will enable new powers conferred to AUSTRAC's chief executive, enabling the official to make, and it says literally in quotes, to make rules to expand or narrow the scope of the digital currency definition. A number of civil penalties will be introduced for unregistered operators of digital currency exchange services, all of which are subject to strict liability. New designated service and register.
They're probably going to do the same thing that they did here in New York. They're going to probably implement some type of bit license in one of the major cities out there. All across the board, they're going to require licenses from these exchanges, and that brings a lot of paperwork, a lot of extra money that they're going to have to dish out now in order to be able to provide a cryptocurrency exchange service to their customers in major cities or
and we know, just countrywide. Spoke about a few episodes ago, too, about the guy with the 7 stores that has been trying already for a few years to be able to get his stores to accept Bitcoin, but they just keep giving him the runaround.
Yeah, it's
he says that's a scoop for me. That's them getting their little fat fingers in the pie.
yeah, it's true. Yeah. Where's that article from? What's the source?
CryptoCoinsNews.com.
Okay. Yeah. Man. What can you say, man?
That's going to just be their excuse across the board.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to use terrorism. They're going to use the anti-money laundering. Meanwhile, cryptocurrencies is probably like the least on the list used for that type of stuff. Anyways, in the first place, you know, it's the same thing they were saying about the U.S. dollar, this and that. But meanwhile, the U.S. dollar is used for the most illicit activities worldwide. That's like number one most used currency, right?
Yeah.
But now they're trying to, you know, it's, I don't know. I feel like
have
I say
ever,
every.
Have you heard of WAX? W-A-X? WAX?
It sounds familiar, but I can't say.
They say that it's going to instantly. I don't know how to say this. 10 time?
10x.
It's going to 10x. Yeah, it's going to instantly 10x the number of cryptocurrency holders in the world. But it's a gaming platform.
It's going to 10x the number of cryptocurrency holders?
Yeah.
Like 10x profit-wise or 10x?
No. 10x like adopters. Like, you know, when you triple the amount of people. Instead, I don't know what the correct terminology for that is, but it's 10x.
It's usually when they say... You know, usually when they say you're going to 10x on profit, that means you're going to make, like, you know, 10 times, right? Or 100 times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to instantly 10 times the nut, but it's talking about the cryptocurrency actual holders in the world.
Okay.
So that's going to be their goal right there.
And what is it, WAX? What is it? It's a cryptocurrency?
WAX. At least 400,000 gamers worldwide currently spend $50 billion annually.
Matter of fact, I did hear about that. That's right. It's a gaming. It's an orange logo or whatever.
It doesn't even show the logo, to be honest. Okay. I'm on this other site that actually is just all jumbled up numbers.
Okay. But
It literally just says it in white where there's no picture or anything. Usually they have a picture, they have something.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if you go to the actual website.
Yeah, yeah, if we end up Googling this, something will come up. Yeah, Wax is a decentralized platform that enables anyone to operate a fully functional virtual marketplace with zero investment in security infrastructure or settlement. With the inclusion of Wax's simple marketplace widget, video gamers will have access to worldwide market with blockchain trust and transaction verification.
Nice.
And that's funny because Spectre... which okay. is one of the things that we were going to talk about. Actually, they're going to be, believe it or not, they're going to be creating, which I'll jump straight to the beginning from this, but because we were on the topic of gaming, they're going to have a platform called DApp. So it's going to be, yeah. It's
you know, what DApps are, right? You know what DApp is?
Decentralized apps, right?
Yeah, so that's a decentralized app. Is like, think of Apple's, like the App Store.
Yeah, yeah.
All those
yeah.
could be, they're not yep. that they are, but decentralized apps built on top of. So they're going to have a, they're going to have a suite of decentralized apps, right, for Spectre?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and they're going to actually, you know, that way developers could eventually get on and, you know, develop their own apps, and then that's going to actually make money for, you know, the company and the holders and investors in the long run. Because I know you said yesterday, was it you that said something about Spectre or was it Oz? Somebody had mentioned something about Spectre.
I brought it up.
You brought it up, okay.
I brought it up.
And so you know, you pretty much know about it then, right? You know, it's an Ethereum platform, ERC-20 token.
I know very little. All I know so far is that it's going to pretty much de-broker the trading industry.
That's going to be their claim to fame right there. That's their wow factor, is that they're going to be taking the broker out of the situation. Well, you don't have to deposit any money. Mm-hmm. You trade directly from your wallet and interface directly with Spectre. And on top of that, nobody at Spectre or nobody in the background, whatever the case may be, they don't have any access to the trader funds. They actually sit in an escrow account that sits in a smart contract on the Ethereum blockchain.
Yeah. Okay. And it has it's like some type of like liquidity pool or something like that. And
which I wasn't actually, when I heard that, I wasn't that too crazy about that. That's one thing that kind of turned me off about it. But, you know, there's other things also that kind of balance it out, because in my world, at least, you know, they're talking about a liquidity pool in the cryptocurrency world. In my world, being in, you know, in the past in real estate, a liquidity pool is, you know, they try not to say it's a bad thing, but it's a bad thing. You know,
why?
A liquidity pool is basically, you know, in the banking industry, I should say, but, you know, I knew a little about it from being in the real estate world. But a liquidity pool in the real estate world, it could be different in this aspect of the cryptocurrency world, especially for this company. But then I'm going to tell you one other thing that kind of bothered me about it. All right. Now, a liquidity pool is basically like a safety net for several banks, let's say. In my world,
okay.
So basically, when they're in trouble, like what happened in 2008, what happened when that whole crash happened, the banks, the top banks, created a liquidity pool, basically to kind of like, you know, bail one or the other out, you know.
Okay.
So I mean, they say that they put the money in the liquidity pool, but I'm pretty sure that's BS. I mean, we know that the government did a lot of took a big part in the bailout. But they also, what a lot of people don't know, is they themselves created a liquidity pool. Basically, when you create a liquidity pool, it means that you're in a heap of shit, or you're preparing yourself, like having that just in case type of thing. You know what I'm saying? So
I think in this platform, I think it's something different than that.
That's what they say. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. I know. I know what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everything they're saying sounds good, you know, but like I said, that term that they used kind of bothered me a little, but you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's exactly what it's aimed towards, you know.
Yeah.
because that's when I, you know, in the back of my head, I thought, you know, that they did that back when the market crashed, that with that whole real estate boom and everything. So now, upon doing more research on the company, I end up finding out that some of the top people in the company, which I didn't even put them up, but it's on the website either way, if anybody wants to take a look at it, or we can bring it up in a second. But that some of the top people in the company, the founders, have a background of working at JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, some of the big banks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Which also that kind of like, I was like, all right, you know what? Like, you know, you may, they might have been some guys like Robin Hood that decided to just put on a cape and just divert and to go do the right thing. You know what I mean? And go off on their own. But, you know, that when I heard liquidity pool and then I heard bankers in the equation, that kind of bothered me. But listen, their whole platform, their game plan, it sounds good to me, to be honest with you. I mean, the whole thing with the dApps, you know much about it?
Like I said, I haven't, unfortunately, because of, you know, I hold a regular job. So because of that, I haven't had time to read.
Thanks. Yeah. What are you trying to say about me?
No. Well, it's unfortunate, trust me. Yeah. But because of that, I haven't had time to go through and read the white paper and do my research yet. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'm waiting until the middle of this week.
I didn't get to finish the white paper, but it looks good. It's another one that
yeah, only from what I'm hearing so far. This is only from what I'm hearing and from the little bit of research that I've done. It's supposed to be a winner. Right? There's gonna be two types of tokens offered. Okay, there's gonna be a dividend token.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's also gonna be a trading token. Right.
Yeah, it's
so
gonna
you
be
use one token.
What's the word for it? They specify it.
Yeah. So there's going to be two types of tokens.
The utility token. The utility token.
The utility token. Yep. So the dividend token is going to give you dividends, right? It's going to pay you out dividends every month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the utility token, you can use that to trade and
for the actual services.
To trade on.
Yeah, for the actual services. There's going to be double dividends. You know that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So you're going to be paid out from the liquidity pool. And then not only that, that's when the dApp store comes into play, when the developers that create decentralized apps, the revenue that comes from the apps, they get fed back into the liquidity pool. It's not a bad thing to have a safety net if they're like, you know, just thinking for the long run. That's actually a good thing that they're doing it now rather than when their back is up against the wall. If that's the case, like I said, it's probably something different here. These guys are probably using it for the right thing as opposed to what's happened in the past in our world as opposed to the crypto world. But, you know,
so, I mean, like I said, I got to do more. Personally, I have to and I will do more research on it. And guys, we're going to be talking about this. We're going to dig deeper into all these coins that we're talking about more this week.
this week, which is a perfect time to plug in the 2 days next week, because me and Chris are going to be doing a lot of work between Wednesday and Friday. We're going to be working a lot together to, you know, get a lot more videos up, get them a lot more in detailed, maybe get some graphics involved. You know, a lot of things are going to be improving. A lot of things are going to be happening. But not only that, next Sunday and Monday, we won't be able to be live, but we are also going to be working on pre-recorded episodes for those 2 days. But they're actually going to be, we're going to put them up, you know, now it's 12:20 in the morning, Florida and New York time. So that's Sunday and Monday. We're going to actually have them already pre-recorded and we're going to release them on the mornings of those days. So, I mean, I know regardless, you're going to be able to, you know, see them because they're going to be archived. But Oz, especially for you, I think that's like, what did we find out last night, Chris? That was like, what?
I think when it's midnight here, like it's
1 o'clock
in the afternoon,
1:30 in the morning over there.
No, 3 in the afternoon over there.
Was it 3 in the... No. That was Harish. We found out it was going to be in the afternoon, I think. I don't know. We'll find out, though.
No, no. 3:30. But getting back to Spectre is something else also that was kind of like sad, you know, sad mm-hmm. that I found out. Along with a lot of other promising ICOs. Uh-huh. Just and you know what? This is me taking it at face value for what it is. Any ICO at this point that's not being offered in the United States, to me, yeah. I'm looking at it as like, to that's me, right. I'm looking at it right now as, I'm looking at it right now as a kind of, again, I said it before, a light bulb should go off in your head, and not for a bad reason, for maybe something good. Maybe this thing can actually make people money, because that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to bring in dividends, okay, it's supposed to pay you on a regular basis, depending on how many tokens you have, and the United States doesn't like that, okay, so for that reason, the ICO will not be offered to our United States citizens.
Yep. Very true. I forgot, you know? I read about that.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that should make people think, you know, because, you know,
maybe it's time to get out of the United States.
They're trying to protect us, so let's you know, let's be protected.
Yeah.
Let's submit to the protections.
Gold reward. What's up with that? I think you said you dabbled in that one a little bit.
Yes, yes, gold reward. I have participated in the gold reward ICO. The ICO, I think right now, if you buy it right now, it gives a 10% bonus out of the 5 million being offered right now in the pre-sale. I think about 2.8 million have been sold so far. So that okay. 10% bonus is coming to, that gap is closing, maybe in the next week, a few days. They'll hit the 5 million and then it'll go to the second tier stage for, I think it's 7% bonus. And that's when the rest of the 12.5 million coins, I think, will be released in the ICO.
So how many are there total?
I think there's 20 million. Okay. I think there's 20 million. You know? I think there's 20 million. So, again, that seems to be the craze nowadays is all these lending platforms. And we spoke about that. You know, it's nothing new. We spoke about that. And
which at first, they were something that people were a little worried about. Right? In the beginning, when they were first hitting... actually, no, I can't say that. I mean, there were people. I'm not gonna. Yeah, there definitely were people that were worried about them.
Yeah, people who related to the traditional old school like high yield investment programs, right? Not related to crypto, but other ways like growing up. You know, when we were younger and looking at some of these programs, where you can make money and this and that, right? But now because it involves cryptocurrency, like. Some people, yeah. I mean, I've seen videos where some people were skeptical about it. And, but 2 years in.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, 2 years in. I mean, a platform like BitConnect has proven itself. A billion, over a billion market cap. The coin went from, I don't know, a few cents a dollar maybe to almost $200 right now. Okay, so. And, you know, you have the lending platform paying people, you know, 1 to 1.5% a day. A day, you know, or whatever they invested in is still paying out. It's crazy. You know, so yeah, that's why you have all these other platforms coming out. And I think gold reward is you know, gold reward is another, you know,
what's their whole somebody switch?
Well, somebody said that they wouldn't consider them a lending platform. But if you look at, there's no like white paper or anything. Mm-hmm. There's no white paper on it, but if you look at it, it's pretty much a lending platform. You know,
that's not something I mean, that you're a little weary about nowadays, especially that so many, you know, people, that's one of the first things that they look for.
It is. It's definitely something to be wary of.
So what tickled you pickle about that one, especially the fact that it didn't have a white paper?
I mean, if you just go to the website itself, the website looks good. Everything looks good, right? They don't have a white paper, but the website itself, it just doesn't look shoddy. It looks nice.
It doesn't look like ERC. We were talking about the other night. What was the other thing that I didn't like at all?
I forget. Glasscoin? Glasscoin.
Yeah. That one's
I think you weren't too crazy about Glasscoin.
Yeah, it's good.
So, you know, it's an ERC-20 token in the ICO. Your coins aren't locked in there where they have control of them. You can actually send them to your own wallet, you know, so you control the tokens. They're going to be, or well, they started their program, I think, they started their test net in February of 2017, and they did like a 6-month test run of whatever it is that it is, and I think it was the lending platform or whatever, but it says it on the website there. So, I mean, listen, it could just say it, right? But it has the whole roadmap there from the beginning to right now, and everything looks solid. I don't know, and it's gonna be like there's gonna be a reward program also for like gamers and stuff. There's gonna be like mobile applications for people who play mobile games and.
Seems like, I don't know if it's just a coincidence, the last few that we've been doing our homework on, that there seems to be a lot of them trying to go after the gamer market.
Oh, yeah. The gamer market is huge. The gamer market is huge.
I didn't realize how big it was until, you know, when I'm looking for the software so we could do the live edits while we're live. Yeah. It's like there's 10 different softwares out there. 9 of them are for gamers.
Yeah, I say the question is, who's going to win? You know, who's going to be the winner? That's the thing, you know? So, I mean, you have all these programs, all these platforms coming out. But I think in the end, I think each and every one of them will have their own place. I think they'll all have their own place. And that's the beauty of crypto.
Yeah. You know,
is that certain projects and platforms will cater to certain groups of people offering a specific type of coin. And what works for you might not work for me. Electronium. Just kidding. That was a joke. Because Electronium, you know, as still on the fence as I am about Electronium, you know, listen, I've been wrong about a lot.
And the dick of the day goes to Krishna.
Listen, I've been wrong about a lot of things, and it is what it is, you know. But I can't bash Electronium. I can't. Got to see how things play out, you know. Listen, I said I wasn't gonna invest in the ICO. I got to look into it more, you know, on my days off this week, and maybe I will, man. I've been known to do crazy things, so that might just be another crazy thing. We'll see.
You are infamous for doing crazy things. That's why your nickname when we were younger was The Wiz. But will it ever stop? I guess today is going to be more of a Q&A than anything, right? I mean, that's what it seems to be going, because by the time, you know, we end up wrapping up. I don't think it's going to end, but either way, it's always good. But will it ever end, do you think? That's another thing that always dances around in my mind. Is it going to be constant different cryptocurrencies just like popping up constantly? Is there going to be a postcard cryptocurrency? Is there going to be a printer cryptocurrency? Is there going to be a box cryptocurrency? Is there going to be
Think of it like this. In the wise words, and a little tune by my one of my favorite rock stars, Jim Morrison from The Doors. This Classic. Is the end, my beautiful friend, the end. You know, you never know, man. Listen,
I just said 1,000 people per hour joining Electronium.
Yeah, exactly. And you know why Electronium will be successful? This is my prediction. Electronium, Oz, Ruben. I feel Electronium will be successful because if you go on YouTube, if you go to the forums, everywhere you go,
it has a good internet presence. It has a solid internet presence.
It's got the number one most important thing in cryptocurrency. Do you know what I'm asking you, Ruben? This is my question to you. I want your answer. What is what would be the number one most important thing in cryptocurrency right now?
The presence, yes. the type of presence that they have, where that they're everywhere, the hype,
that will help. But the number one thing that makes or breaks a cryptocurrency is its community, and Electronium has community, so that's why I predict Electronium will succeed. But we'll see, man. We will see. But going back to things coming to an end, I've heard sayings before. Good things always come to an end. Good things must come to an end. I don't know, the government, man. We're talking about people in power, man. We're talking about the elite, man, you know?
Guys, if we end up missing or not coming back for another live show, you know why.
Imagine that. Oh
I
my
know, right?
God. Oh my God.
Two big black Suburbans parked outside of both of our houses.
A drone. Oh my God, there's a drone flying in my window. But yeah, man, so it's listen, things it's gonna be interesting. Put it that way. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a good run, I think.
Yes, sir. Any viewers, any questions, any what are we at? What are we
We
looking
got a
like,
few
man?
viewers. Oz is the only one active today on
Oz. OZ.
But you know what I want to actually talk about, actually?
Ahead, throw it at me.
GitHub.
Okay.
GitHub. We got to start spending a lot more time on GitHub.
Yeah, we do. We do. GitHub is good. GitHub is good. That's where you see the source code for all these projects, man. You know,
Yeah.
you could go in there and peruse around and take a
You gotta
gander
create an
at
account though, right?
no, you don't have to create an account. No. You just type in whatever project at the top of the box there, or you hit search, and you just go right to the coin or whatever it is that you're looking for. And you could go in, and that shows you what the developers are committing and what type of work they're doing on that particular project. You know, it shows, you know, it's almost like a punch card. They have like a punch card there. It shows what times they're most active on there, what changes they're doing to the code, how frequent, how many changes, how many contributors there are involved in the project. That's when you can really pick apart a project using GitHub, but it can be confusing. You got to really know how to navigate your way around GitHub. And I recommend that to the viewers. Learn
Yeah, Oz actually just
GitHub.
asked, what is GitHub? He didn't know what it was. It's an internet hosting service. It's mostly used for code.
Yeah, op for all the codes for since all of the cryptos mostly are op the codes are open source, so anybody can go to the GitHub and look at the source code for all these projects, and you can actually see what work is being done. Okay, you can
And it's
see everything there. You can tell.
GitHub.com. We'll put a link in the description either
You can
way.
tell if a coin is a shit coin or if a coin is a good project, because you can go in there and actually see what's being done to that actual platform. You could literally pick it apart, and it's amazing.
We got a question from Shane Christensen. He says,
Shane.
You all are into Electronium. Why? And then he says there's not justification for that valuation. Actually, we aren't into Electronium, but the research that we did do on it, which still, I know Christian has to do more research than I. And you do say that there is not justification for that valuation.
Yeah, and go ahead, and I'm gonna answer. Go
Oz just told him no, just me, mate.
ahead. No, Shane, listen, Shane, I appreciate you chiming in, number one. And number two, actually, Shane, if you check out one of our first videos, I think it's titled Electronium.
No,
I
it was
wasn't
just like three or four episodes back, so it was like
three or four episodes
11 or
back,
12,
yeah.
maybe, yeah.
And I wasn't too enthused about it. I wasn't crazy about it. And I said, you know, that I probably wouldn't invest in it. I probably wouldn't invest in it. That's what I said originally. I mean, but you
Things
know,
may change. I mean, I was able to do a little
I'm
more
still on the
research.
fence.
And I was able to do a little more research. And like I said, it did tickle my pickle. There
Yeah.
still has to be a lot more research done, but
And to me, like I said, I'm still on the fence about it. And I think that's good input on Shane's part. Like, you know, that's initially how I felt first. That's exactly And I still kind of feel to a certain degree with it. You know, I'm still on the fence with it, you know. But like I said before, the people will make the coin. The people will make the coin. It'll make it or break it.
So
So.
I've asked Shane, what do you like, ATM? Let's see what Shane says. But yeah,
Yeah.
GitHub, is definitely a solid
Yeah, we're
hosting service that
gonna
I
we're
wanna.
gonna we're
Go ahead.
definitely gonna get into that more with you guys. We're gonna pick apart GitHub a little bit more, and I think we gotta check it out. But I'm pretty sure, and we will do this. We'll go to the GitHub on Electronium, maybe on Wednesday. We'll go to the GitHub on Electronium, and we'll see what
Definitely.
kind of activity. Because I think I was watching a video, and somebody picked it apart, and it didn't look too dandy. But I don't know.
No.
That's just what I
Shane
was seeing.
writes. Shane writes back. I like lumens with the IBM partnerships and rivets. I
Yes,
think you mentioned something
yes,
about rivets, right?
yes. Rivets is very. That's a solid project. That's a solid project. Stellar Lumens with the IBM partnership. Yes, I believe Stellar Lumens is a fork off of the original Ripple. So that partnership with IBM is excellent news. He's right. He's on the nose with that. And Rivets is an ICO. Well, it just ended recently, but that's another platform that's going to offer some pretty heavy mobile security on your device. So yeah, those are especially Rivets. That's definitely a long-term hold right there. Solid pick. Solid pick.
Long-term hold like DentaCoin. I like DentaCoin
No.
too, bro. I mean, I know it's a long.
No.
That's like a long hold. You know, but if you got the money, I mean, that's your retirement plan right there. That's where you got to look at it, especially
Nah.
nowadays with all the.
Listen, if you're gonna pick between DentaCoin and Rivets, I would steer you to if you had to pick between the two, I would steer you to Rivets. Yeah, hands down, over DentaCoin. But listen, I don't know. I could be wrong. I could just be freaking blowing smoke on my own freaking butt here. You know, who knows? But that's just me. That's just me.
That's fine.
Yeah.
He
Anything else? Anything
says,
interesting?
Oz asks, heard anything from Swell Conference?
From the Swell Conference? No. No, I have not. What is the Swell
I think
Conference?
Shane wrote you 100% to you. 100.
Thanks, buddy.
And Oz after that asked, heard anything from Swell Conference? I don't know if he's asking you or if he's asking Shane.
Look it up. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look it up real quick. Swell Conference. Sounds
Yeah.
familiar, but no, it's not.
It does. It
It's not
does.
ringing. It's not ringing any bells right now. Swell Conference.
Ripple Conference.
Okay, the Ripple Conference.
Swell Conference, Megathread. Yeah, that's what it is. It's for,
It's for Ripple.
yeah.
Okay, can you read some of the details on that? Is there anything like
Yeah, I'm checking something out. I'm on the announcing Swell by Ripple. Yeah, it's announcing sw it's Swell by Ripple. What about Swell in the main discussion thread? I don't see anything.
No, all right, I'm gonna write that. Yeah, we're gonna have to make note of that
There is a
Swell Conference. I'll
YouTube
look that up.
video. I guess
Okay.
we'll check that out, but yeah, it doesn't nothing comes up on our end about that.
All right, I'm gonna look
Ripple,
into that for you guys.
how to stream the Swell Ripple conference. Well, I guess you could. Well, that one's only 2 minutes. I'm pretty sure the conference didn't go 2 minutes, so that's probably a BS video. Yeah, wow, I'm surprised nothing comes up on Google about that over here.
All right, well, yeah, we gotta pick up.
We'll find out.
We gotta get in there.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we'll
we'll get in
find
there.
out, and
So I'll
then
take
I'm
note of
actually going to
that.
write that down so that way we can make that a
Yeah.
topic because now I'm very interested about
But if it
that.
has to do with Ripple, yeah, Ripple, forget it. People are projecting Ripple to be like the currency, man. It's
Yeah.
crazy. Yeah, only because it's like, you know, what happened? You're right?
No, yeah. No,
All
it's
right.
just.
Yeah, no, it's just, Yeah, they're predicting Ripple to be. I saw something somewhere that where they were like, oh, if they're going to choose sides, they would have to choose Ripple because of the regulations, you know, because of the, I guess, the not the regulations, but the relationships it has with the banks and the regulators. It has a more safer relationship. So to them, that's more of a safer bet in the long run, even than Bitcoin, they were saying, which I don't know, but you know,
I
that's the
wonder
word on the
where
street.
was that held though? Because I think the one thing that I see, oh no, it's actually, oh, that's actually literally going on right now as we speak. I see on this, it's weird because this one blog pops up with it. That's the top thing that came up on Google, but nothing else comes up with it. But this doesn't say anything. It just has a link to
Okay, so
the
it's
YouTube thing, and then it's between from yesterday to tomorrow it's going on. So we got to
yeah, it's
check that out
probably a
then.
conference on
In the same
maybe
place
on
and same.
Ripple.
They're holding the same place in the same days as the Swift conference. Okay.
Okay.
So Swanky Swift event. All right, I see that. Yeah,
Swanky
Swanky
Swift.
Swift.
I
Yeah,
like that.
that came up
We
under
should
that
come up with
search
like
put.
a we should come up with like a make our own coin called the Swanky coin. You know,
The
start distributing that to our
scoop
viewers.
coin. Make it backwards. The coin scoop, the scoop coin.
The
Yeah, no, they
scoop
don't
coin.
even give any information about that. Wow, that's a little scary. They don't want us to know.
Listen, but that's the way it is, bro. Listen, you just
Yeah.
if it, more people, and then it blows up, boom. Then
Yep,
you know,
exactly. That is what it
then
is.
everybody else is just late to the game, you know. So, but
Well, guys, I think that's it for the tonight. We definitely had fun. Sorry we didn't get to do any screen action. But we will have some stuff ready for you guys over the next few days. We'll be doing live every night except for Sunday and Monday. It'll be pre-recorded, edited, much clearer video since, live video on YouTube, you can't edit it right now at least. But Oz, thanks for joining. Shane, thanks for joining. Anybody
thanks,
else that
guys.
didn't join the chat, thanks for joining. Don't forget to subscribe to the Coin Scoop. Also, check out Chris's personal channel.
Yes, I'll spell it out again for the 16th time. CHRI5CRYPT0. Hit the link up or down there. Join us at or follow us at steemit.com/@thecoinscoop. And I'll see you guys later. Peace out, you swanky crypto coin creeps.
And if you guys have any questions or anything that you may want us to address or anything to look up on our end in case you're in another country, just either send it through the chat or just put it in the comments. Any questions or comments, and
Yes.
we'll definitely be in detail answering those questions. And Oz said, take care, boys. I've liked and subbed Chris. Thanks, Oz. You're the man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, man.
Take
Thanks,
it easy.
Oz.
Have a good night or day in
Take care,
your
man.
case. Bye.
Yep.